This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Well, first and foremost, we want to say that it is a tragedy anytime we lose pharmacies. And by the way, we've lost nearly 4,000 pharmacies over the last few years in our country. Largely because of poor payment policy and really something in our industry called the middleman. The middleman are pharmacy benefit managers. The big three are CVS, Caremark, OptumRx, and Express Scripts. They try to steal business to mail order. They reimburse pharmacies well below our costs in many instances and manipulate formularies and just squeeze both patients. They cheat, really. They really are fraudulent in their practices with their clients, which are health plans, government agencies. Many states have settled lawsuits with these entities for multi-millions of dollars because of fraudulent practices. Their monopolies, up until recently, the Federal Trade Commission has looked the other way. For the last 3 or 4 years now, the Federal Trade Commission has begun investigating them. They try to ignore the Federal Trade Commission. They sue the Federal Trade Commission. I mean, there's just all kinds of evil associated with these big three PBMs, pharmacy benefit managers. The big three control essentially 80%, 85% of the prescriptions that are filled in the country go through these big three PBMs. If we add on the next largest three, by the way, the top three are Fortune 20 companies. That's how large they are and how wealthy they are. But if we add on the next three, so the top six comprise 95% of the prescriptions processed in the entire United States. That's monopoly. And that is bad, and it's not good for anybody. And we've solved it piecemeal. We fixed it in New York State with the Medicaid program, carving the pharmacy benefit out of the Medicaid managed care, which the PBMs were in control of. Washington is on the verge of resolving it with Medicare, which is the largest component of prescriptions today because of seniors. And we're asking New York State to resolve it on the commercial side, which would be everybody else, the employed people that have commercial insurance. So it's a real nightmare. It's a real problem. It's affecting all of us. And particularly, you're seeing the impact on Rite Aid. I think Walgreens has announced they're closing 1,000 stores over the next year. CVS is, believe it or not, even though they own the PBM and they own an insurance company, they've announced that they're closing 1,200 prescription pharmacies over the next few years. So this is really, really a crisis problem, because what happens many times if you're in a suburban neighborhood and you see a bright shining store on each of four corners of a major intersection, you think, well, what's so bad if we only have one of those four, right? But when you talk about small communities like most of my pharmacies are in, or really inner city neighborhoods that are matured and they have a Rite Aid on Niagara Street or a Rite Aid on some of these inner city neighborhoods, and that's it. When those close, it creates what we call a pharmacy desert. And these pharmacy deserts mean that because pharmacy is a very accessible healthcare profession, sometimes the only healthcare professional that people in communities like that have access to, we've kind of bridged the gap between primary care physicians and so on, it creates a real healthcare crisis for many Americans. So what can we do? One of the things that you can do is plan now. We tell people that are calling us, and we're getting hundreds of calls a day the last 2 days, to talk to your doctor and have your doctor send all of your prescriptions to the next pharmacy that you're going to select. Hopefully it's an independently owned community pharmacy. And if they send all the prescriptions now, that way we'll be ready to fill your prescriptions when you need them. We'll just put them on file in the meantime and be ready for you when you need them, so that there's no gap in your therapy, because that's what we call non-adherence or non-compliance, and that could affect the continuity of care and the success of the therapy. It'll affect your blood levels of if you're diabetic, if you have hypertension or high blood pressure, your blood pressure can be affected by missing doses. So we want to make sure that people don't miss a beat. And the best way to do that is to be proactive now. We're hearing June 4th, not July, but yesterday the announcement said June 4th they were closing. And I think it's 173 pharmacies statewide. So Rite Aid has a big presence. They have already done this. They did it in Ohio a year ago and in Michigan, and it had a huge impact. I've been talking to my colleagues in those states as to how they handled it. Sometimes it's going to create an overwhelming burden for some local pharmacies to be able to pick up the slack if we're at capacity now. And ironically, because of the practices of these middlemen, these PBMs, the reality of it is the PBMs pay us below our cost of ingredient on many of the expensive brands. So many pharmacies, including Rite Aid, are not even stocking the very expensive brands anymore. We talk about GLP-1s, the diabetes weight loss medications. They're $1,000 prescriptions per month. Many pharmacies aren't stocking them anymore, and that is going to create a void in service levels, particularly when a company like Rite Aid goes out and isn't able to serve those needs. So we have to be careful about that a little bit. If you take an expensive brand, you better talk to the pharmacist about that. You may have to talk to your prescriber about that and see what alternatives can be made or what other arrangements can be made if your pharmacy doesn't happen to carry or can't order those very expensive medications, because quite honestly, it's expensive to stock them. And then when we get paid below our cost, it really isn't worth it. We're losing money. I said yesterday on an interview, I have a very successful 7 pharmacies. We do a lot of business. We haven't had turned a profit in over 5 years because of the practices of these middlemen. Rite Aid is in the same situation, and obviously Walgreens the same way. Walgreens was just purchased recently by a private equity firm for essentially 10 cents on the dollar of what it was worth just 5 years ago. So Walgreens has been negatively impacted. And so it's affecting all of us, but it has to do with the payment models. Healthcare financing, healthcare payments are a mess at best. Healthcare economics and pharmacy is probably the poster child for it, because we're paid so poorly, and it's because of the monopolistic practices of these PBMs. We're hoping for legislative relief. A big bill in Washington was part of the end of the year bill in December that we all heard so much about, the 1,500-page bill that got tweeted out or musked out. And so the PBM reform pieces that were part of that legislation were removed, along with many, many, many other things. And then we were hoping it was going to be part of the continuing resolution that passed in March, and it fell out of that one too. So now we're still pushing and hoping that it becomes part of the budget reconciliation. The PBM reform legislation in Washington is a $5 billion savings if they implement the PBM reforms that were in those pieces of legislation. $5 billion of savings. That's a Doge-like opportunity for the government, and it's strongly bipartisan supported, and for some reason we simply can't get it out. A year ago March, Senator Schumer pulled it out of the budget reconciliation, or the continuing resolution back then, because of some issues with hospital financing, and that is a problem. Right now we have the physicians whose Medicare fees have been cut, and that has to get resolved soon, or that's going to create a crisis. And it's all part of this big package, and we can't wait any longer. We need to get this done, so we need to put aside the partisanship in Washington. And like I say, our bills are bipartisan. They're bicameral. They're in both houses. They're ready to go. Matter of fact, they had a red line vote in the Senate on our legislation a month or so ago, and it was 96-4. There were four senators that objected to having a unanimous consent on our legislation. So we're very, very close. We really need to get it across the finish line to save these pharmacies and so many of these communities around our country.
And, you know, just real quick here, was something that was one of the people that I brought up earlier, because I was talking to some of these customers that are leaving the Rite Aid earlier, and one of them said, you know, I've been going to this Rite Aid for almost 40 years now, and it's because of my insurance. My insurance only covers my medication at this location. I could go to the other three pharmacies that are within distance, but I'd be paying far more out of pocket for my medication. So I guess my question with that is, how do insurance companies move forward dealing with this, with the loss in their network? Do they try to reach out to the other pharmacies like you guys to try to add you to their network?
Well, first of all, that's illegal in New York State. New York State did finally pass some limited pharmacy benefit manager reforms a few years ago. They've implemented an enforcement arm of the Department of Financial Services called the PBM Bureau, and they're supposed to investigate all of those allegations. But it is illegal for pharmacy benefit managers to exclude pharmacies that are willing to participate. It's also illegal for them to charge a different amount at different pharmacies. The price, the copay is supposed to be the same by law, no matter what pharmacy the patient chooses, and it should be the patient's choice, not the insurance company's dictate. And so there is rules and laws against that. And most times that's inaccurate information. Basically, we've found that these big monopolies tell lies, and they tell people that they have to go certain places when they really don't. Our pharmacies were independent pharmacies, and for instance, we've always been part of the quote-unquote Caremark network because we participate in the Caremark contracts and we fill prescriptions for Caremark. Sometimes we don't like it because, like I say, they oftentimes, particularly on the expensive brands, pay us less than our cost, but we are a participant in it, but yet people would be led to believe that they have to go to a CVS or they have to go to mail order, and that is, again, illegal in New York State.
All right. And then just to wrap it up here, is there anything about this that maybe I didn't ask or something that you feel would be also important to add to this for our listeners to know?
Well, I think it's establish a relationship with your pharmacist. Get to know your pharmacist. If you're going to change to a new one, go in and introduce yourself. And again, get your prescribers to send all your prescriptions to the new place. It's always important to have your medications filled at the same place because there's checks and balances that are involved with making sure that there's not interactions and so forth, particularly if you go to multiple prescribers, specialists, whatever. And so getting that relationship with the pharmacist, getting to know them, and picking a pharmacy that's going to provide services. Our pharmacies provide services like synchronization. We get all the medications lined up to come due at the same time. It's important. We offer services like delivery. We offer services like pill pack, our packaging, so that we have multiple doses in the same pouch so that patients can better keep track of their medicine, whether they took it this morning. I have trouble remembering if I took my medicine this morning, right? But if I have this pouch system, this pill pack system, I can look back and say, oh my goodness, I forgot my morning dose. I can take it now and remember to take it so that we're not out of compliance and therefore negatively affecting our therapy. So look for a pharmacy that provides those kinds of services, diabetes education, the supplies that go along with diabetes testing and so on, all the other things. We have continuous blood glucose monitors today. There's so many things that most pharmacies do, some pharmacies don't, but we can help you with that. Pick the right place. Sometimes geography comes into play, but the reality of it is you want to pick the pharmacy that provides a high level of service.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.